Hi guys, welcome back to the Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambo Kisumu City. Honestly, I'm feeling so shy. It's been a long time since I have been with you, but welcome back to episode 8 of season 3. Now, before we get into the whole of everything, I just want to catch up with you guys and just find out how your 2022 was. I feel like that year was a major, it was a bit kinder to a lot of people other than more than the previous years have been. I think it was a good year for me, especially because I did start the podcast and I eventually got to connect with you on that level, got to share stories with you. It was also great because I at least stepped my foot into the profession, like the legal profession, and I saw how a daily 9 to 5 work life would look like. And then also, I did see a lot of personal development, so which is good. I want to hear some of your highlights for 2022, even though it's a bit too far. It's not too far gone. It's just if I take you back 2 weeks ago, we'll be there. So I want to hear how yours is. Also, I don't know. How long is it until we stop telling people Happy New Year? Because I'm still walking around and people are greeting me with Happy New Year. I don't know. So on this particular episode, I wanted us to like set intentions for the new year. I wouldn't say I'm a person who does a vision boards or even sits down to maybe plan. If I'm planning for something, it's something I know I'm going to do like in the next 1 or 2 days or in the next week or something. That's only when I draw a plan. But at a long term, 5 years, 2 years, no, I've never done that. Even for 2022, I just got into the year like that and just went with the waves as they came. I didn't have a solid plan for it. But I feel I've seen a lot of people advocate for vision boards. I've seen for a lot of people advocate for writing down anything that you seek to achieve, anything that you seek to desire. And I think I want to do it a bit differently. I want to do it with you guys. And also I want to, yeah, like this will be my, because this will be perpetual, it will exist forever and ever. So I want to come back and watch this episode in December or next year, January, at a time like this. So let's get right into it. So my first 2022 intention, 2023, I think this is also a problem that is recurring, especially if you have to write. I pity kids who are opening school next week. They have to struggle for a few days with the dates and everything. So the first thing I intend to pursue this year is consistency with the podcast. So far, so good. It hasn't been up and down, but I just feel like this year is a bit different because now I think my free time will be curtailed, so I will not be as free as possible, as much as I was, because of the fact that I have pupillage to attend to. That's 9 to 5, so I was panicking a bit in the beginning of the year. I was trying to see how I can strike a balance between those two worlds, because juggling the podcast, the timings and everything. So I intend to make sure that all of those are attended to very well. And yeah, we'll see. Then the second intention I have with regards to the podcast again. So I'll do this personal intentions. I'll also set like career intentions and stuff like that so we can flow. So the second intention I have is in line with the podcast as well, and I want to connect more with my audience. So I just don't want it to be I'm here, I'm sitting, I'm telling you stories, and I'm not hearing anything from you guys. So I intend to bring some of you on. I intend to maybe do lives on Instagram to like connect with you guys, to have you ask me questions in real time, for me to show you how I do things in real time as well. And then also to bring you on and plug your businesses so that we both win at the end of the day. So more interactions with you guys. And then the other intention I have with this year is to successfully complete my examinations. If you guys hear what people talk, what talks people have, especially anyone who has been through Kenya School of Law, you know that the bar exams are it. And it's make or break, literally. So The talk has gotten to me. It does. I think it does. The pressure gets to everyone. And then as the dates near, as the dates come closer, is where you start to panic and all that. So my intention for this first quarter of the year, because our exams are in March, that's like the third month of the year. So mwaka itakuwa imesonga. So I really, really intend to prepare well, and I intend to do those exams and finish them successfully, all by the will of God. And then my next intention is about money. We're looking to grow the bag this year. So I'm putting it out here that I'm very open to collaborations, paid collaborations, if at all. I'm looking forward to partnering with brands. I'm looking forward to partnering with even individuals. I'm looking forward to, yeah, all that stuff. So if you're listening, if you're watching, if you can put me on a billboard, if you know someone who can put me on a billboard, if you're looking for an influencer, if you're looking for someone to market your product, I'm your girl. I'm your girl. Look for me and let's talk. Let's make this money. The other intention I have for myself is to really stand up for myself. There's one thing I did last year that haunts me to date. And I was faced with a conflict. And in the midst of the conflict, I thought not speaking my truth or not saying the truth, because there's a way people paint situations that make them look like what they're not. And then you letting it slide makes you think or feel you're being the bigger person, or makes you think or feel that you are avoiding conflict. Well, in the real sense, you're actually acting to your own detriment. Sorry. So my intention this year is to really speak up. If I don't agree with something, if I don't like how something feels, if I don't like how something that concerns me is being handled, I will speak up. And standing up for yourself doesn't mean that you get confrontational. It doesn't have to be confrontational. Just the mere fact of you expressing how you actually feel about a situation is standing up for yourself. So that's, I intend to do a lot of that. So I intend to not get into situations that I would rather avoid this year. And then also, I'm looking to date more. I said it like that because it gets exhausting, to be honest, at some point. It gets exhausting to, like, meet new people, nini, and then not get anywhere with them. But our leader struck again this year. Lori Harvey, like, I love how she does this thing. It's like every year she has a boyfriend wishing her, a new boyfriend wishing her happy birthday. And then she's moving amongst friends. I don't know. I feel like I've heard this thing before where people tell you, Ati, before you settle or decide that this man is your man, make sure you have seen his friends in the friend group. Make sure your actual type could be his friend and not you. And I really don't. For me, dating amongst friends, I don't see it as a big deal as much as people see it. So it's just, if they vibe better, why not, you know? So yeah, I'm looking to go on more dates, even with friends, not necessarily at a romantic date and stuff like that, if at all you are thinking. So yeah. And then the other intention I have is to spend more time with my mom. And I don't know, I saw a tweet somewhere that said, as we grow older, we tend to become closer and closer to our moms. I don't know why this happens. It's like the same thing that happens where the more you get older, the more religious you become. I don't know what switch in our brains clicks. That statement is correct. No, I feel like I'm saying, I don't know. Anyway, Sunny is my producer here, so sorry. I don't know what switch clicks. Yeah, it's actually correct that we end up needing like that. But I really definitely want to spend more time with my mom. And then the other intention I have is to not overextend myself. This is where I think mostly with regard to relationships, because if it's about business, I will overextend myself to the maximum. But it's just with like people and all that stuff. So if you have a friend group, or if you have friends, and you won't talk if you don't text first, you won't meet if you don't initiate the meeting, and things like that, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be the one to always be reaching out and stuff like that. I will reach out to some extent once in a while, but if I feel like it's just one-sided, I'm not doing that this year. So bye. The other thing I intend to do is to appreciate my pupillage experience and to milk it. So, over and over, I've been telling you guys how, like, the podcasting, the music stuff, all these other sides are my interests and all those things. The law is also my interest. And instead of just me deciding, you know, I don't want to pursue law and all those things, my intention with my pupillage experience is to go through the motions, step by step, not wishing I get done with the process and all those things, because I really need to even close down on a niche area that I want to practice in. I also want to make connections that would be useful in a few years and things like that. So I will really appreciate that experience once I start to experience it. And yeah. The final intention I have for this year is to honor my body. By honoring my body, I simply mean to acknowledge rest, to appreciate seasons, because this is something I've battled with, especially with the end, with the year that just ended, and then even just coming into this new year, where, you know, when you're so used to moving and hustling and all those things, and then you feel like that's actually how life is supposed to be lived. To the extent that when you're in the house and you're resting and you're sleeping, you feel like you're either wasting time, or you feel like this is time you could have been making a bag and all those things. And I feel like that's a very wrong way to approach life. And I even found myself feeling sad or feeling like I wasn't moving, like I wasn't doing anything, when all life was just trying to show me was that it's okay to have downtime. It's okay to rest. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you're going back. It doesn't mean your goals will be, you know, it doesn't mean your goals are stifled. It doesn't mean your goals won't be achieved. Maybe timelines would be needed, but I feel like rest is very important, because it resets your mind. It also redirects your steps in the event that maybe you are doing something wrong. If you take a step back, then you can actually see it. So I will honor my body in that sense. Also, I had started going to the gym, bruv, and it was fantastic. But I also stopped going to the gym because of, I don't know why I stopped, but these things happen with our resolutions and everything. But I really do intend to make it intentional. Even a 5-minute walk, I don't even have to be in the gym physically, but just making sure I'm eating well, just making sure I'm moving and sweating and all those things. I really do intend to keep that up. So I hope that I will come back to this episode in the end of the year and see that I really did live up to some of the intentions that I set out, or if not all of them. I would like to hear some of your intentions down in the comments. Please make sure to leave your intentions for 2023, because as we've said, speaking it out could probably motivate you. Speaking it out could probably motivate somebody else to do Nini. It could also connect you to people who could help you. So if you maybe case in point, if I say I want to be on a billboard, and then someone who is actually looking for a model to put on a billboard sees it and then they do it, you know. So put your intentions out as much as possible. If you can, you can do a vision board. It doesn't have to be a physical vision board. There are apps that could help you make vision boards, like Canva and things like that. So you could have a virtual vision board and just make sure your actions every day lead you to achieving at least a goal, and then break them down for quarterly. That's what I'm doing. That's a strategy I'm employing this year. I'm not going to kill myself with strategies stretched out across the year. I'm going to make them quarterly. So the first quarter has, this first quarter is me and KSL. It's just me and CLE. So I'm going to put my head down, read and all those things. So once I cross that barrier, we move on to the next ones like that. So please make sure to leave your intentions. I must see them. And then let's move on right to the next segment. Welcome back to the third segment of this episode. And with me here right now is one amazing girl. So for this segment, what I will do is I will plug her business, but not only her business, because I'd like you to get to know who is behind the business. Mm. And it's none other than Brenda. we should have had drums for this segment.
Yeah, my name is Brenda Njambi. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say small, but I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. Based in Nairobi.
Own it. Don't say small.
Yeah, boss. You can tell from there, you know. So I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. Based in Nairobi. I'm also a student. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's juggling life here and there, you know. I have to do it.
I have a question. I hope you don't mind answering it. How old are you?
So guys, I'm 19.
You're 19.
Turning 20 tomorrow officially.
So the stars were aligned. You even do we sing happy birthday for her? Do I sing for you? Because it's okay, I might not see you tomorrow.
You'll be the first person. Congratulations. So.
Damn. So happy birthday to you. So you're 19 and you're a business owner.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? What was I doing at 19? I was probably dating a useless nigga.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay, not a useless nigga, but it was just child play. But okay. So are you a student? You said you're a student.
Yeah.
I'm assuming what year now? What are you studying as well?
Okay, so I'm a student at the University of Nairobi. Mm-hmm. I am studying economics.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Damn. It's you're a boss ass bitch, you're a business lady, you're an economist. I love that.
Yeah.
Also, are you by any chance affiliated to that other bangle? Like, it's so weird. Why is it not Kenyan?
This is actually, I was given as a souvenir. Mm-hmm. I was in Arusha last year, mm-hmm. and I loved the experience. So someone told me, just take this piece, carry it with you. To remember, because for me it was a big achievement.
Okay.
I got to undertake the ESCC meeting. So
ESCC
headquarters in Arusha, and then we had a bit of fun. So I loved that I was able to work and play. So to me, Arusha has a special place in my heart. So I was like, yeah, why not? Okay. So I wore.
Your CV is very impressive so far.
Yeah.
So in line with the theme of the podcast today, I wanted to find out, what are your top two intentions for this new year?
Okay, so my top two, first of all, would be my business. Mm-hmm. I plan to grow my business to a great extent. I plan to increase my market base.
Mm-hmm.
I also plan to offer more and a wide variety of products. You know, I don't mainly sell one. I'm not like centralized.
Mm-hmm.
I can call myself more of a seasonal business person. I go with what is at the season.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you'll find like school bags are what I'm selling right now in school shoes. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
We are selling school bags, school shoes, because parents right now, like, and if that's you can make online shopping for. Convenient for parents, they'll definitely buy, and if they trust you, the more better.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So before we move to the second one now, so that everything falls in context, just please tell the Cycles audience what exactly your business is about, what the products you sell, and then how they can reach you and how they can get to buy your products.
Okay. So we normally mostly, like, on a general term, our basis, we deal with beddings, some electronics here and there, most especially home appliances, like if we need a cooker, blender, stuff like that. Beddings, if you need duvets, pillows, bed sheets, you know. And then now school bags for, like, now Christmas, we dealt with Christmas trees, hearts, the Santa suits and all. So mostly beddings and home appliances are our go-to products. All year round, but you also deal with now seasonal products.
Diversify,
you know? Yeah, it's good to offer a client a diversity of products. That way, instead of going to another person or having the time to look for another person, they can just take everything from you and you'll benefit.
You're self-sufficient. Yeah. So what's the name of your business?
So my business is Brie Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Brie from my name, Brenda. Mm-hmm. Most people, like, when I tell them I'm Brenda, they're like, oh, yeah, Brie.
Mm-hmm.
So it just became a thing. So I just flew with it. So 3 years in, Brie Collection still standing.
3 years.
Yeah.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
You're very incredible.
Thank
so
you.
So guys,
Sarah,
please patronize her business. For any home appliances, as she has said, any beddings that you may need. If you need school bags, because schools are opening next week.
Yeah.
If you need school bags, school shoes, did you say school shoes?
Yeah, school shoes also.
Any and almost everything.
Yeah.
Then reach out to her. So now your second and final intention for the year.
Mostly it will be self-development. Mm-hmm. I want to be better at doing what I do. Okay, mostly like I want to balance between friends, family, school time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to, because my day is usually so packed, but I want to not make one part of my life suffer, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be able to balance and make it work. So, slowly but steadily, I'll get there.
Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate your presence.
Thank you for
having
me.
You're welcome. So guys, please make sure that you do go to Instagram and search Brie Collections. Brie underscore Collections.
K-E.
Okay. Brie underscore Collections K-E.
Yeah.
To find out what you might like from her page. And let's help. I want to build a community where it's just not me benefiting from your views and all that.
Yeah.
I would also like to add value to my listeners. So any of you who have a business that would like to be promoted, then you can reach me in through Instagram, through Twitter, through my DMs, and we can work our way around that. So thank you so much. It's been nice to have you. Also,
thank you
for watching. Please make sure to leave your intentions for 2023 down in the comments. Also, let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to see different as we close this season of Cycles Podcast, now as we walk into the new episode. Thank you so much. See you on the next episode. Bye.